FM.
Jacka News, trending now. Trending now.
Joburg and Emalahleni, highs of 23, Pretoria 24. South Africa celebrates Freedom Day today, and President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver the keynote address at the national commemoration set to take place at the AJ Swanepoel Stadium in Ermelo, Mpumalanga this morning. This year's commemoration concludes the year-long celebration of 30 years of freedom. Meanwhile, MK Party President Jacob Zuma will address party supporters and members in Mamelodi as he delivers the Solomon Mahlangu Lecture. The party says it is an authentic grassroots movement. It's important to set the record straight on some very critical historical events in the liberation struggles of the people. International Relations and Cooperation Minister Ronald Lamola has welcomed Tanzania's decision to lift its import ban on South African agricultural products. Spokesperson Crispin Peary says this resolution follows constructive diplomatic engagement between Minister Lamola and his counterpart. Excuse me. He says the minister agreed to facilitate the resolution of all outstanding issues.
Looking ahead, Minister Lamola expressed optimism for deepened collaboration, urging continued efforts to strengthen trade, people-to-people ties and regional integration. Let this decision be a stepping stone toward even greater collaboration as we work together to realize the aspirations of Agenda 2063, the Africa we want.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola will today meet the team involved in investigating the disappearance of three police constables. The three female police members' last known location was at the service station near the Grasmere Toll Plaza on the N1 on Wednesday. Police reports indicate that their vehicle tracking device and cell phones have been off since their disappearance. Free State Police spokesperson Motansi Makele says Masemola will be accompanied by the Deputy National Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya.
The pair will receive an update on progress made in finding our own. We will start in Gauteng with a briefing from the Provincial Commissioner of Gauteng, Lieutenant General Tommy Mtombeni. We will then proceed to the Free State to meet with the other team that is there, led by Lieutenant General Mutswanyane, the Free State Provincial Commissioner.
Now to international news, and Canadian police have arrested a man after a car plowed into a street party in Vancouver last night, killing several people and injuring multiple others. Authorities say the incident happened in the city's Sunset on Fraser neighborhood as members of the Filipino community gathered to celebrate Lapu-Lapu Day, which commemorates a Filipino anti-colonial leader from the 16th century. The deadly incident comes a year after Canadian Nathaniel Veltman was sentenced to life in prison for running down a Muslim family with his truck on the street on Ontario in 2021. The ruling in Veltman's case was the first in Canada to link white supremacy and terrorism in a murder case. And finally, Cameron Simon, Dricus du Plessis' teammate, suffered a terrifying knockout just 2 minutes into his fight against newcomer Malcolm Velmaker at the UFC in Kansas City last night. Simon, who has lost two fights in a row in disappointing fashion, was hoping to get back to his winning ways against Velmaker, but a huge right hook knockout blow sent him to the canvas. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus te uur, president Cyril Ramaphosa sal vandag se amptelike vryheidsdagvieringe in Ermelo in Mpumalanga lei, terwyl MK-leier Jacob Zuma gereed maak om die Solomon Mahlangu lesing in Mamelodi te lewer.
Yeah, busy, busy, busy weekend.
Sure, very busy.
Eish. Martina van der Walt Elers is in 'n lekker by vandag. Wat het dit met jou bille geword?
Hulle het baie mooi gewen, al vier Suid-Afrikaanse spanne.
What a performance!
Yep.
I'm telling you today, I hate football. I'm just putting it out there. Football and me are done. Done. Once, always, yeah, yeah, right, you've got me. We'll talk about the disappointment and the joy. Yeah, mixed fortunes at the CAF Champions League semi-finals, restaurant. One team scored 2 goals and still lost. But as Martina was just saying to you, Sabina's ma, thank you. An amazing job by the 4 teams in the Vodacom URC. That restored the balance a little bit. That earlier big crash we had on New Road, N1 South, has been cleared. The traffic is flowing again. Wees wat baie versigtig. I know that the